It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron is a park ranger down at Mayo Park. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Playing in person is a show that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. That's sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. Now, LeBron, I know the last several weeks or so, we've been talking some about volleyball and soccer. What's going on with those? Is it still time for people to register for youth and co-ed volleyball and soccer?
Yes, Rob. So it is still time. It is registration time for volleyball and soccer. However, you must do a lot of these by the end of the week. We do have adult co-ed volleyball registration is going on now, but you must register for adult co-ed volleyball by February the 25th, which is Thursday. So please go ahead and get signed up for that, get registered for that before Thursday, no later. If you're thinking about doing it, if you know some other friends thinking about doing it, please encourage them to go ahead and get signed up for it, because if we don't have enough people to sign up for it, unfortunately, we may not be able to have it. So it must have a certain amount of people to sign up for adult co-ed volleyball, and likewise with soccer, adult co-ed soccer. You must sign up by the 25th of this month. Again, that is this Thursday. Youth, don't worry, because you also can sign up for youth volleyball also, and that's ages 8 through 17. They must get signed up by Friday the 26th for youth volleyball ages 8 through 17, and likewise with the Couch to 5K program. The Couch to 5K program, Rob, is a program that we've been doing a few years now. It's basically getting people up off their couch and getting them, you know, training and motivated to participate in a 5K that's held a few months down the road in the spring. So the Couch to 5K is a program you can get out and participate with other people. You stall, you know, you may only walk one lap around the track. Well, eventually we're trying to get you to walk around or to be able to participate in a 5K, which is 3.1 miles. So again, please get signed up for that also, and that's also registration will end this Friday the 26th. And last but not least, Rob, we do have youth baseball signups going on. You have until next Friday the 5th to sign up for that, but if you're signing up for all these events, please go ahead and, you know, and make sure you look at the registration deadline dates so we can have enough people for the events.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to the Parks and Rec office right there at Huck Sansbury. You can stop in person. Also, you can log on to personcounty.net for more information. Also, we'll make mention, Mayo Park is located 1013 Neal Store Road. That's actually the address of the Education and Environment Building. But want to let you know that is wedding season is getting upon us. If you're looking a place to have a wedding, you know, with social distancing, outdoors would be perfect right there at the amphitheater. Their rates are very reasonable. If you wanted to have a late evening or an early morning wedding service or midday, talk with them right there at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806 for more information about renting the amphitheater. LeBron, also, if folks want to go down to Mayo Park and walk the nature trail.
That's correct.
Play disc golf, use the horseshoe pits. That is...
Yes.
Open, and with the nice weather that we're supposed to have the next few days, get out and take advantage of that. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, it's going to be big happening, so to speak, down at Mayo Park this Saturday. It's going to be a free COVID-19 testing event, I understand.
That is correct, Rob. You know, we always got our hands in the pot, seems like, with something, Rob. So this is a great event that will be going on this weekend at Mayo Lake. Again, it is a free COVID testing going on this weekend at the lake at the Environment Educational Building where our office is. It's completely free. No ID required, no insurance required. Only thing we need you to do is just to show up. It does start at 1 and it goes from 9 till 1. We do have a free COVID testing going on this weekend at the park at Mayo. The address is 1013 Neal Store Road. It's a Pony Indian Tribe and a couple other sponsors. I'm not sure are the sponsors for this event. But needless to say, come on out. Even if you haven't been exposed or you don't have no symptoms, it never hurts, you know, to get tested for COVID. Again, I can't stress enough, it is free, no ID required. Please have your mask and still practice all social distancing aspects. Again, it does start at 9 o'clock from 9 o'clock till 1 o'clock this Saturday, February 27th at Mayo Park at our office, the Environmental Educational Building.
Again, as LeBron said, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., first come, first serve. And they ask that you please wear your face coverings. And as LeBron mentioned, it's sponsored by the Saponi Tribe, also the Altendorf Laboratories, yes, and NCDHHS Division of Public Health. Testing for all, even if no exposure or symptoms, no appointment needed. 50% of COVID-19 infections are spread by people without symptoms. So again, this will be this Saturday at 9 a.m. Now, LeBron, just for asking, and I know it's going to be some people to get that really early Saturday morning.
That's correct.
Will the actual testing take place right there at the Education and Environment Building?
That is correct, Rob. Where our office is, yes, to answer your question, yes, the Environment Educational Building, where our office is, where we have events at. Just simply drive down. If you're not familiar with Mayo Park or the lake, once you turn on Neal Store Road, just drive as far as you can. And I promise you, you will see it's a dead-end road. If you keep going far, you will drive straight into the water. So if you don't know where it's at, just get off 40. Once you come down 49 North, make a left on a Neal Store at the store and just come all the way down that road about a good solid mile, and you can't miss it to be on your left. And I'm sure there'll be signs and posters out for this event, for this free COVID testing this weekend, this Saturday, the 27th.
From 9 till 1 at Mayo Park. No need to call Mayo Park or the health department or any place to get more information, because that's pretty much all the information you need.
That's correct.
The hours 9 a.m. to 1. Don't, you know, allow yourself to say, well, I got, you know, 45 minutes to run in there and get my test and get back home. Allow yourself more time and be patient by all means. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, tell us about the new group fitness class that's coming up pretty quick.
Yes, Rob. We are, like I said, you know, trying to keep people involved, get people healthy, stay healthy. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions to get fit, so let's continue not let our resolutions go out the window, Rob. So March the 1st, we do have a new group fitness starting up through the Parks and Rec system. They come in about every 6 to 8 weeks. But anyway, needless to say, a new group fitness class is starting up March the 1st through the Person County Parks and Rec Department. For more information to get signed up for this, please call 597-1755 for more information or to get signed up for it. Again, group fitness does start up next Monday, March the 1st, through the Parks and Rec Department.
And you know what? Don't wait till the last day. Go ahead and get it taken care of ASAP. Now, dog obedience classes is something that the Parks and Rec Department, they line up a trainer. And this can be very, very beneficial for different people. Wouldn't you agree, LeBron?
That's correct, Rob. You know, with the dog, the main thing with training a dog to do anything is, you know, try to get them where they're young. You know what I'm saying, Rob? You can't teach the old dog new tricks. But that's very true. And so get the dogs where they're young. The main thing is being consistent with the dog. So if your dog looking, you need some obedience, just in general obedience, how to sit, how to come, whatever the case may be, give the Parks and Rec a try. For this class, it does start March the 14th, so it's a good two to three weeks away to get signed up for that dog obedience class. Please also give us a call, the same number at 597-1755 for more information about dog obedience classes through the Parks and Rec Department.
336-597-7806 is your phone number to Mayo Park. And you can call that number to sign up for the bass fishing tournament. And that's going to be coming up on the 13th of March. Is that right, LeBron?
That is correct, Rob. Unfortunately, Mother Nature shut us down February 13th. We were supposed to have our first tournament, which is fine. So, therefore, just know we have one scheduled every second Saturday, February through June. We do have bass tournaments at the lake at Mayo. It's a $75 entry fee and $10 for optional for the big fish. This is a good rate. It's a little bit below price what everybody else does, but everybody seems to enjoy it, Rob. So, come on out and have a good time with us on March the 13th for our first bass tournament of the year. Just give us a call at 597-7806 to pre-register to sign up for this event. It is a first come first serve basis on your launching order, and we don't do a shotgun start. A shotgun start is basically where you sell your mark, you set, go, and everybody go at one time. We usually let the boats go one at a time, which is only like a 10-second interval in between each boat. Just, you know, I do it for safety. That's the main reason, but the reason why we do it, we let the wake die down and the next boat will go. So, again, give us a call at 597-7806 for more information.
LeBron, appreciate what you do and all the other folks at the Parks and Rec Department, and have a good day.
My pleasure. You do the same.